Kitingawe Evans joins us. The new Tipanier Tumaki team with Nathan Jury and Yvette McCausland-Jury are on a national tour. And, of course, Kaitaia features here. Kitingawe is a Pauarahi at Te Rangiā Niwa Niwa. And it's great to have a chance to have a kōrero with you doing it. Tēnā koe, Kitingawe, ko dai o tēnei.
Nā tātou katoa.
Kia ora atu. Good to have you on, Kitingawe. Tipanier is back. It's back again. It's making a comeback. What's your connection to Tipanier? Any of your whānau ex-tauira there, Kitingawe?
I was lucky to have my grandfather, Pāwhauru Pāpira, was an old boy from Tipanier, at Golden Gloves at Tipanier. But I'm also a board member on St. Stephen's and Queen Victoria Trust Board and have been since 2008.
Gee, it's been a long time, huh? When you drive past the proud old kura, it feels a little sad, to be honest, driving up and past on the hills. But it is reopening. There's no doubt of that now, and this tour is part of that. Tell us how you're involved. And I mentioned that both Nathan and Yvette are on a national tour. Have they already been to Kaitaia? Are they heading too?
So they're coming this Friday, 6 o'clock, to Te Rangiā Niwa Niwa. So we're luckily hosting the first of the roadshow tours for the reopening of Tipanier for this year.
Pretty exciting, really, and I know there have been a lot of who loved their time at Tipanier. It's been a very influential platform that has launched great careers over the years. The alumni there reads like a who's who in Te Ao Māori, doesn't it, Kitingawe? So what are you hoping that the tour will do, and a chance to talk about Tipanier, potentially some of the tauira at Aniwaniwa might even be interested in heading there? I'm not quite sure whether it's, Reoanaki sort of environment or what they plan there as far as language delivery is concerned, but perhaps you can flesh that out for us, Kitingawe. Do you think there might be some in your kura that would like to go to Tipanier?
Ka pai. We're really excited to reopen a model of education for our tāne, our boys, where there will be 24/7 hours of learning and experience. We're fortunate. I've been teaching up at Te Rangiā Niwa Niwa for 7 years. We have a strong relationship with Te Rangiā Niwa Niwa because our kura is 30 years old. We've got great results. Kura Māori are punching above the results for education. We're a model of success. We're hoping to offer this hui in Kaitaia is for whānau who have boys, you know, there might be the son, the mokapuna, and it's that opportunity for some of us who are old girls. I'm an old girl from Queen Vic, that you could go to a kura like Tipanier where it focuses on sports, academic and Māori culture. So it's just another offering of a successful education vehicle like our kura Māori to whānau who want to send their boys away. Just in terms of why would you send a child to Auckland, it's really about for a lot of our kids who are excelling in sports, and we live in Kaitaia, it's really hard for us to get them in the top teams when we have to drive 2 hours just to represent Northland because the team may be based in Whangarei for Northland. So that's always been something for a lot of us as whānau that have exceptional students who are Māori, who want good academic studies, but are also exceptional at sports. This is just another vehicle of a model of education where you may be interested to send your boys. We're really happy to have the amazing leadership of Nathan and Eva Drury. They are exceptional Māori educationist leaders in the sector. They created the Kura done in Palmerston North, Manukura, and they're producing students that are going to study medicine as well as being amazing sports athletes every year. So the model works. We're hoping by having their leadership drive the reopening of Tepene. Tepene will be, I would say, it's not the old legacy that we're going to reopen the old kura. What we're doing is we've adapted, we've pivoted, we've identified where the need is. We're creating tepene in terms of what is the positive, the great things that our boys need for future education.
Tēnā koe. I'd like to talk about potential for Wikitoria as well, but Kiringawa, I noticed the government cuts to building and infrastructure and how that might affect Tepene plans. Will it impact the facilities and the development of the kura? What's sort of happening at the moment on the political front?
It's not an easy fight. If it was an easy fight, our kura would have already been opened. We have to manoeuvre through the different governments in terms of what their priorities are. We've got different options to open under. Because Tepene is going to be a boarding school model, there's a whole another level of requirements to be fulfilled when you offer a boarding option. But we are really clear that the kura will open, and this is why we are having our roadshow to communicate to whānau hapū iwi and the hapuri that this is a great education option that's going to be happening. If you're interested, come and talk to us and come and meet our amazing tūmuaki, both Nathan and Yvette.
Tēnā koe. And just finally, too, thank you, Kiringawa, for shedding some light on this kaupapa, but as a board member of both Tepene and Wikitoria, what's the sitio with our proud Māori girls' school? Any chance it could emulate what's going on with Tepene?
We are definitely holding that as our vision, as another kaupapa to roll out. We were just trying to ensure that the establishment of Tepene is set and has got a clear pathway to reopen. We will be focusing on Queen Vic in due course. We're just needing to have some conversations and some hui to ensure that both the old girls, the trust board, and even connect with O Rākeki Ngāti Whātua in terms that we are clear about how we would go down this path of reopening a education centre at Queen Vic. I'm an old girl. I would love to see it reopen. It gave us great opportunities to become strong wahine Māori leaders, and the need is still there. It's just about making sure that we are all working together on a collective kaupapa. And sometimes that does take time. When I came on in 2008, we had a whole different type of plan that was being presented to us. With time, we've managed to reflect, we've managed to fine-tune things, recruit the right people, and we're really excited about being able to say Tepene is going to reopen, and we hold the same vision for education centre at Queen Vic too.
Kia ora, he pai rau atu o kōrero, ngā marakitanga kia koe te tuhine, kia ora, and thanks for sharing some viewpoints with our peeps today. Kiringawa, all the best to you, and of course to our wonderful tauira at Aniwanua on the cusp of this visit from our leaders of Tepene, which will reopen next year. Thanks, Kiringawa, it's lovely to have you share some time with us on the program.
Tēnā koe, tēnā tātou.
Kia ora te wātou. Urban Māori Radio.